taking a swing at those Rangers tickets, playing here.
Hankarama's the name of the game.
Rama. Texas Rangers, four-pack of passes next week against the Chicago White Sox. By the way, are absolutely atrocious as a team. So you have a really good chance at seeing
look at that.
A big old Rangers victory coming up next Friday. Four-pack of passes on the line.
That's the spirit.
And playing Hankarama. Of course, the game within a game within a game. And those games are, we just said this, Trivia Generica, or Are You Smarter Than a DJ? But we must first get our contestant, Hank Fan number 9. Who is this? Where are you? What's up?
Gina. Fort Worth.
Gina, welcome. What are you out there doing on a Monday?
Oh, my God.
Actually about to go by and get me a coffee, I think, before I start work.
That's very good.
Sorry, there's bugs in here, Gina.
Sorry.
Good God.
Heather is over there killing wildlife. What was that, the moth?
No, it's like something creepy crawly with like six legs.
Oh. Ugh. Well, that's okay, Gina.
Come on over, Gina.
Nothing to worry about because that was on her side of the soundboard, not mine. So
that's a good thing. I can't do bugs.
You can't? Okay.
See, she knows.
Well, the good news is Globe Life Field has a roof. So.
No kidding.
And that's what you're playing for, the Rangers tickets. You are Hank Fan number 9.
Great.
All right. Which game of Hankarama do you want to play? We just said this, Trivia Generica, or Are You Smarter Than a DJ?
I don't know. I've never played any of them. I think let's just try Smarter Than a DJ. I'm not feeling very smart today, so I'm not sure.
You'll be matching wits with Heather Lee, who's more than probably happy to leave the studio right now.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So I will ask you and Heather Lee the same question, Gina. And if you get it right, you immediately win your way to the Rangers. If you get it wrong, hope that she gets it wrong, because two wrongs will make a right. And if she gets it right and you get it wrong, then the bugs have taken over and we've just lost all direction. Are you ready for your question?
I guess so.
All right. The Texas Rangers opponent next Friday will be the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox just happen to be the favorite team of this newly appointed dignitary. Is it A, Pope Leo? Is it B, Secretary of State Marco Rubio? Or is it C, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney?
Oh, no.
Who is a fan of the Chicago White Sox?
Oh.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Yeah. That's what. Oh. Or the Canadian.
I would call it a higher power.
Okay, let's just go with A.
Okay, we're going to trust the higher power. All right.
Let's ask
Heather Lee here. Here we go. Okay, very good. It's a sports question. You're going to do great.
Okay, awesome.
All right. The Rangers opponent coming up next Friday that she's playing for the tickets, the Chicago White Sox. They are the favorite team of this newly appointed dignitary. Is it A, Pope Leo? Is it B, Secretary of State Marco Rubio? Is it C, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney?
Okay, the answer is D, none of the above. That would be the real guy pulling the strings at the White House, Kid Rock.
I think you used all your Hail Marys when you killed that bug over there, unfortunately. Two things we've learned out of this. First of all, the Canadian Prime Minister's name is Mark Carney. So that we're glad we learned that
Mark.
Right there.
It's your birthday.
He's not the answer. It is A, Pope Leo. He's a Chicago Southsider. You got it, Gina. The higher power came through for you. You're going to the temple to cheer on your Rangers.
Thank goodness for the higher power, because I just knew it was a Chicago White Sox. I knew nothing else. So I thank goodness for my higher power. And that Heather Lee was worried about a bug instead of worrying about who was a Chicago White Sox fan.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll worry about the bugs for everyone. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
There it is. It moves in mysterious ways. It is Hankarama. You're going to the Rangers.
Thank you for my higher power.